Hello, No Coast Network listeners. Sam Parsons here, now joined by one of the two candidates for the county auditor, running for county auditor for the upcoming November general election. It is Ms. Valerie Lindenman joining us here in the KBOE studio today, just talking about the race and just general information about the campaign. Valerie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So thanks again for joining us. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and why you decided to run for auditor in Mahaska County.
I'm a lifelong resident of Mahaska County. I worked in the county attorney's office for 23 years, so I have county job experience. I learned that Sue Brown was retiring, and the person that I think most of us assumed would run for county auditor was Jody Van Patten, and she made the choice to run for county recorder, which left the auditor position open. My first reaction was, I should help. So I went to the auditor's office and investigated what needed to be done to get on the ballot, and which included being nominated by either the Republicans or the Democrats. The head of the Democratic Party is Eric Palmer, who I've known for many, many years. And I thought, well, I'll go talk to Eric. I talked to Eric and asked him what he thought, if I would throw my hat in as auditor. And he thought that sounded like a great idea. He thought I would be a good candidate. And here I am.
So you said that you've had a position in county government for over 20 years. What comes to mind first when you think about how the county auditor position, how that role has been handled in Mahaska County as long as you've been a resident here and as long as you've kind of been paying attention to that?
When I started, Jane Coffey was the county auditor. And I know that my boss, Charles Stream, thought very highly of her. And in that time, you know, we had two other auditors, Sue Brown being the latest. And I think that office has run fantastically. And I hope to continue the level of service they've always provided in the past. I don't think there's a lot of rules mandated by the state of Iowa. So just to make sure that all elections are fair and impartial. I don't care what party you want to vote, but you should vote. So we want to make that easy for people and accessible for those who can't get out. So I guess that's one of the main things. One of the other things would be transparency in county spending. I think that should be true for all entities that are funded by government funds that are paid for by taxpayers. You know, you should be able to see where your money is going. And I guess those are the main things that I would like to see and continue to have happen.
What issues are at the forefront of your mind as far as what you will have control over as a county auditor and things that you'll be trying to maybe address, change, or anything like that? Just what are some of the issues that you think are, like I said, just at the forefront of your mind as you're running for a county auditor?
I think it's hard to know what to change until you get into the office and you see what is being done, and maybe there's things to change or to make things more efficient. You know, possibly having a Saturday remote location where people can go vote on a Saturday, set up for a couple hours, say in Barn City, Lytton, you know, places that are out in the county. Maybe people have a hard time getting to their polling location. It wouldn't be any different than someone coming to the auditor's office to vote. So, you know, just seeing what you can do within the rules of the state of Iowa.
Auditing elections has kind of become a bit of a hot button topic in the last few years. So I just wanted to ask, what's your stance on, I guess, the whole topic of election security? And as far as that goes, just what do you feel about the role a county auditor should play in that?
Well, I think the county auditor needs to make sure that rules are being followed. I think in rural or small town Iowa, I don't think it's as much of an issue as in large cities. You go to a polling place and a lot of the time you know the people working. You know, they'll like, hi, Val, how are you today? And so I think it's a lot harder to have fraud in rural Iowa than in your larger cities. So
what is one thing that you want residents of Mahaska County to know about you, and to what you want them to know about the way that you will go about your job as Mahaska County Auditor if you were to win?
First, I want people to know that the office is nonpartisan. So regardless of party, I have no vote on any subject matter. I just want people to be able to vote. I've always been a hard worker and dedicated to the jobs that I've had, and I will continue to do that. I want it to be a place where people can come in and have friendly customer service, be there if people have questions. I've always been one that appreciates having a question answered in a timely manner. So if you email or call, if I don't know the answer, I will definitely get back to you the same day if possible. I can't think of anything else right off the top of my head.
Okay. Valerie Lindemann, running for county auditor for the upcoming November general election. Valerie Lindemann, thank you again so much for your time. I know that you just said that nothing really else comes to mind, but is there anything final that you wanted to add before I let you go here?
I just think that my qualifications and experience in county government makes me a good candidate for this position. So I hope that you will consider voting for me, and I appreciate you taking the time to have me today.